I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And Dr. Betty, I'm a golfer, and I love to chase balls into the woods, but lately I've been afraid to put my toe into the woods because of Lyme disease. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Lyme disease is a very complex issue, and it really refers to the infection that not only includes a particular bacteria called B. burgdorferi, but also what's many co-infections. So, for example, when we test for Lyme, we have to test for a number of different items in the blood test, or sometimes we do it as a urine test, in order to determine exactly what is going on with the patient. And typically patients who are infected with Lyme will either be aware that they've been infected by a tick or bitten by a tick, for example. And the tick can be found on many different kinds of animals, for example, mice and deer. And typically if we go into the woods, we might get exposed to those particular ticks. And the ticks can be as small as a sesame seed or a poppy seed. So this makes it very difficult because sometimes people don't even realize that they've been bitten. And the typical symptoms of Lyme, or the classic symptoms of Lyme, are what we call a bullseye feature on the skin, where, you know, there's a reddening of the skin and it looks like a bullseye. But many patients actually don't get those kinds of symptoms. So typically what happens is patients get bitten and then they might get a fever, they might think it's a bit of a cold or flu, and then they get a persistent Lyme disease. And that can basically result in everything from hormonal imbalances, opportunistic infections, immune dysfunction, and it can mimic so many other diseases, including cardiovascular disease, thyroid issues, and immune dysfunction. So it's a very complex disease to actually diagnose, but it can be treated certainly naturopathically.
So I was just going to ask you, what do we do if we were bitten? But you're saying that we can come to you, you can assess the problem through blood tests, and then treat it naturally.
Absolutely. Now, typically, if somebody does have an infection and they know they have an infection, the first line of choice is to use an antibiotic. And if it's caught very early, it can be actually treated very quickly. But many of the patients that come to see me have been chronically infected with Lyme disease for many, many years. So they have a lot of co-infections and disabling kinds of diseases. That's where it often becomes an issue where they can be treated naturopathically.
So if you want to explore dealing with your health and Lyme disease naturally, you can call Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. A complimentary consultation is yours either by phone or in the office. And the phone number, Dr. Betty?
905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. And the website thornhillnaturopathic.ca, there's a link under sponsor experts under marylands.ca. And feel free to reach out to Dr. Betty. Ask your questions, get your answers, and learn how to deal with your health naturally. I look forward to learning more, and thank you for that information on Lyme disease.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.